This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's been watching as the president's gone around three different Midwestern states, touting his forthcoming jobs plan and also saying the politics being broken in Washington is the main reason our economy continues to struggle. A little bit later in the conversation, we'll get his thoughts on the governor of his state entering the Republican presidential field. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. It's been a three-day bus tour, as we knew was coming, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois. The president talking in mostly vague terms about what's coming in the jobs package that he plans to unveil next month, but did talk about, once again, revenues, balanced approach, talked about extending payroll tax cuts, and talked about long-term spending cuts. From what you've heard so far, what do you expect?
Well, I expect more of the same. He's out being the politician he's been for the whole time he's been in office. When he wasn't cramming down legislation that a majority of Americans didn't want, he's been out there talking about how good it's all going to be. And, you know, to wait till September to come out with an actual jobs plan when he's been there for 2.5 years, just kind of illustrates the guy came in and he didn't have any idea what he's doing. He's got, you know, Chicken Little second or junior in Tim Geithner that has not helped things. And, you know, I tell you what also bothers me greatly, Greg, is we know that America works best when people don't covet, don't envy others. You know, they just work hard and do for themselves. And yet this president has been out there spreading class warfare. And on this Darth Vader bus tour, he's taken on the role of the evil emperor. And like he told Luke Skywalker, let the hate flow through your veins. You know, just feel the aggressivity. If somebody's got more than you have, then hate them. Want what they have. They're not paying their fair share. If somebody is able, is part of the 50% that are paying all the income tax, then you should hate them because they've got too much and they need to be taxed more. That's not the way to get America back to its original greatness. And I'm hoping that he will start allowing some of the bills that have been passed out of the House to go forward. He and Harry Reid quit blocking them. And I do have to give him credit. When he says we've got a do-nothing Congress, for once, he's at least half right. The Senate, the dead-on-arrival Senate, the DOA Senate, has taken our energy bills, our jobs bills, the things that would bring down the cost of gasoline, put people to work. All of those things are just sitting there, and the Senate says they're dead-on-arrival. So he's half right. Half of Congress is a do-nothing Congress.
Talking to one of your colleagues yesterday, we were talking about what many Republicans, and I'm sure you're among them, considers to be the influx of regulations on job creators to be quite burdensome at this point. The president, at one of his stops in the past few days, told a questioner on that subject, don't always believe what you hear. His argument was that if there had been more government regulation, we wouldn't have had the financial crisis that led to the subprime mortgage collapse and so forth.
Ben, I'm so glad you brought that up. The perception across America is that the Wall Street fat cats, as Obama calls them, are big Republicans. The Heritage Foundation, Mike Frank particularly, had done the research. Between the Wall Street executives and their immediate family, they contributed 4-1 to Obama over McCain. And Mike said when he did his checking, he found that was actually pretty traditional. There are 4-1 Democrats on Wall Street. And what we've seen, like with Goldman Sachs, they've had their best years in their history since this man's been president. So if you're filthy rich and you're part of the 4-1 that contribute to Democrats over Republicans, then all you have to endure is some nasty name calling, but this president delivers and makes the fat fatter. And that's the dirty little secret that he doesn't let out.
He's talking about another $1.5 trillion in spending cuts. Didn't specify, as far as I know, when those would take effect as part of his jobs plan. What do you make of that?
Well, he probably thinks He'll cut another half a trillion out of the military. When we've got worn-out equipment, we need to restore our military to its original capabilities. And, you know, the things that he's talking about cutting are the things that are actually – he's sure not going to cut the EPA. And what you're seeing this president do, he's going after states that did not vote for Obama – states that are Republican, they believe in balancing their own budget, living within their own means, and he's using the EPA and other parts of his bureaucracy to try to kill jobs, to kill growth in those states. And in fact, here in Texas, the EPA has now put on some unreachable new requirements for our energy industry, for the power, the electrical companies, and if it's not pulled back, there's a good chance they'll have to shut down power plants. We got plenty of electricity here. Our air's been improving every year, but it's just their way to try to kill jobs and you know, make prosperous states be as bad off as those that have been killed by too much Democratic government.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who was out in Iowa last weekend at the straw poll. And since that time, or actually on the very same day, the long-term governor of your state, Rick Perry, who's been in office since President Bush got elected president back in 2000, entered the race. For many Americans, of course, he's a relatively new face. For you, he's someone very familiar. So what should voters know about Rick Perry?
Well, I think voters can just look at the record, look what he's done since he's been governor. And I guarantee you, Greg, as the days go on, people like Chris Matthews and all of the left that is scouring his record, they're going to bring anything that looks the least bit untoward out. But Texas is doing all right unless the Obama administration have their way. And I tell you, I'm just excited to have so many good friends who are running for president. I'm talking really good friends. Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, I've gotten to know him and admire him. Michelle Bachmann's one of my best friends in all of Congress. Newt Gingrich is one of the smartest guys around. He's been a big help to me. And now you've got Rick Perry that he was a senior when I was a freshman at A&M. Even though my daughters, after they met him a number of years ago, just refused to believe that he was 3 years older than me. So what do you do? But I just couldn't believe somebody that handsome could be 3 years older than me. But I'm still not sure they're convinced he's older than me. But a good guy, and just encourage people to research the candidates and come to their own conclusion.
Some of the outlets, MSNBC among others, have pointed out there's a bit of a rift between the previous president from Texas and possibly Governor Perry. Is there anything to that, or is that just media hype?
Well, I think there's any time you have two different governors, one succeeds another, they're going to do some things a little differently. So you're going to have things that people disagree on. But I think to see Karl Rove actually extolling Perry's virtues and defending him, I think tells you all you need to know about whether or not there is a significant rift between former President Bush and Governor Perry.
Very interesting to watch. Sir, always a pleasure to talk with you. We look forward to the next time.
Well, great to talk to you. And let's see if we can't have more people spreading love and affection instead of jealousy and hatred. It's time to come back together and be the America that Senator Obama talked about back in 2004.
I think a lot of people would appreciate that.
Congress, I would love to see it. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.